You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is caffeine? If I said 1,3,7-trimethylxanthine, you'd go, huh? If I said C8H10N4O2, your eyes would probably glaze over. Now, caffeine. If I say caffeine, that makes more sense. The first word I said is the scientific name. The second was the chemical formula. It's a combination of the elements carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen. It's the specific arrangement of those elements that makes caffeine. Caffeine is a natural chemical found in plants. While it's most well known in coffee and tea, it also forms in kola nuts, yerba mate, and cocoa beans. This chemical is in plants because it's a natural pesticide to protect the plant. The caffeine molecule has a crystalline structure. This means that the atoms are arranged in a regular, symmetrical, continuous, three-dimensional pattern. Chemists will classify caffeine as something called an alkaloid. The alkaloids are produced by a lot of plants and contain a lot of nitrogen. Alkaloids are bitter tasting and can be poisonous to animals. It's thought that plants evolved to produce alkaloids as a defense against animals that eat plants. Other alkaloids besides caffeine are quinine for malaria, morphine, codeine, cocaine, nicotine, to name a few. In humans, caffeine acts as a stimulant. It affects our central nervous system. Caffeine is very similar to a chemical in our brain called adenosine. It's thought that adenosine helps us sleep and increases nerve activity. Because the caffeine molecule is very similar to the adenosine molecule, caffeine can bind onto the same receptors in our brain that adenosine can. When that happens, not only does the caffeine slow nerve activity, since it's blocking the adenosine from binding to the receptor, but the caffeine acts as a stimulant and increases the nerve activity. You can try a home experiment to see if caffeine impacts your heart rate. This is not for kids. However, they can help. Place a watch on a table. Find your pulse at your neck or wrist and get the rate for 1 minute. Do this 3 times and then divide by 3 to get an average. Then drink a cup of caffeinated coffee and wait 30 minutes. Then get 3 more 1-minute heart rate measurements. Again, divide by 3 to get the average. And then finally, compare your pre-caffeinated heart rate and your post-caffeinated heart rate and see if there is a difference. Well, we've just learned a little bit about caffeine. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.